Nakore Apparel is a lifestyle brand inspired by and created for those who unabashedly seek, speak, and live in truth. Nakore is the African Adinkra symbol for truthfulness, and the clothes speak truth in all its forms with the ultimate aim of love and justice. If you're down to expand the culture, break barriers, and eradicate injustice wherever you find it, then Nakore Apparel is the brand for you. Go to NakoreApparel.com. That's N-O-K-O-R-E Apparel.com.
Nakore, apparel for truth tellers.
Drunk Mind Sober Thoughts Podcast.
I think they got the intro stuff.
Yo, yeah, they got that. Okay. Yo. This is DJ Brainstorm on the mic with you right now, coming to you live and direct with episode number 377
play
of the
Drunk
Mind
up.
Sober Thoughts Podcast. The DMST Podcast is back. Thank you to everybody tuning in, Facebook Live, YouTube, the Duo Podcast, and everybody tuning in throughout the week on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio app, iHeart, No Wooshka. Anywhere, wherever, however you get your podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in this week. And Playboy, how you feeling?
Feeling great, man. Playboy the DJ, Playboy DA DJ. Another week, another show. Let's get it.
Dev, how you feeling?
Feeling like a loser for fucking up the audio twice. But I'm good, man. I'm feeling good.
All right. Playboy, how was your week?
I'm over here acting like the sound ain't up on here. Week was cool. I've been having to kind of be by myself at work as far as different stuff, as far as the floor is concerned. The whole first shift is off on medical. So now I got to transition to the floor and be by myself every single day doing shit. So it's been cool. But other than that, man, my week been good, man. Ain't no complaints, man. No complaints.
All right. Dev, how was your week?
My week was all right, man. It's been a stressful couple of weeks. Talked about the car stealing situation last week, but got that wrapped up, thank God, this week. Waiting not all the way till Wednesday. So, you know, in the black person's mind, until that key is in my hand on Wednesday evening, right. You know what I'm saying?
It ain't a done deal.
But went through everything yesterday, so car's getting detailed and serviced, and supposed to pick it up on Wednesday evening.
That's
so,
what's up, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, buddy.
That's but other than that, just thugging through these weeks. One more week till spring break. This is the last week before spring break. I'm on spring break next week. So, it's been a long couple weeks. So. But thugging it through at work, and ready to have some fun this week. But it's been cool. It's pretty. My life has consisted of work, watching Suits, and looking for a car.
Right.
Are you on Suits?
That's it. Okay. Suits is good.
Yeah, I watched it when it came out years ago. Yeah, Suits was my show. It was good.
Man, Suits is good, boy.
I heard it's got a rebirth on Netflix right now.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's what I'm watching it at. Yeah. So I'm on season 5. So, what you call it? My man, Mike Ross just proposed.
Oh, to Meghan Markle.
Yeah. It took me a season and a half to realize that was Meghan Markle.
It's Meghan Markle.
I'm like, who the hell is Rachel? I had never seen her before, and I had never seen her anything after. And I'm like, who the hell is this woman?
Meghan Markle.
That's Meghan Markle.
Yep.
So. That's how late I am to social media issues.
That's the only thing I knew her from.
Yeah. Yep. And she kind of cross-eyed, but whatever. I don't get the appeal.
She's an ugly lady.
She kind of a blank human. You know how like they create the crash? You know how they create the crash test dummies?
And they just have them sitting in the car.
with the blank face? That's how she just kind of exists.
iRobot.
Yeah. Like Meghan Markle ain't black. She ain't white.
Yeah, she definitely mixed.
She ain't thick. She ain't bone skinny. She's just a human.
She's more white to me than black.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But her hair be lightweight nappy on some of the episodes. I don't get it.
Man, come on.
I'm confused. I'm confused. Yeah, then I got my nigga, what's it called? Is her daddy.
Wendell Pierce.
But what's his name from the Wire?
From the Wire, it's the Wendell Pierce.
No, I know, but on the Wire, he's not Buck. What they call him on the Wire?
Oh, his real name on the show. Oh, I mean, his name.
I ain't seen enough episodes of the Wire.
Right now.
Yeah. Oh, no, I gotta remember that, man.
That's my guy, too, man.
Yeah.
I usually like him in most of his roles.
Yeah, he a good actor,
Back, Tremaine, and stuff like that. I like him.
What the hell was his name on there? Was it Buck?
It might be. It's something with a B. I'm pretty. It might be. It just
Bunk. Bunk.
Okay.
It was Bunk.
Yeah.
It was Bunk. Yeah. Yeah. No, but yeah. Shout out. It's a really, really good show. It's really good.
Especially the way it starts too.
Yeah. Some people. I was talking to work. There's like the first episode didn't catch. That's the first episode. One of the coldest first episodes mm-hmm. ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If that first episode don't catch you, I don't know what we.
That's how it got me. Yeah.
Yeah. That first. It's called Suits. When I tell you, that first episode of Suits, if you ever watch it, it's on Netflix. It's mm-hmm. a good show. I'm addicted.
Yeah.
That first episode gets you. It bring you. I had seen a couple. They was interviewing. You know how they had to do these things. They interview Browns players throughout the season. Mm-hmm. And a couple players on the team was like, you know, what do you do in your downtime? It was like, I pretty much watch film and I watch Suits. Mm-hmm. And somebody from across the locker room was like, hell yeah. That's all. I'm like, damn.
Yeah,
I'm like, what is Suits, bro? I'm addicted. Yep.
And now it's getting a reboot, so it's
Suits
like
LA.
Yeah,
I need to bring my man Harvey back, man.
Yeah, Harvey, he was pretty dope.
Man, Harvey Specter, one of the only white boys. I'd be like, man, that's my nigga.
He was
man.
Annoying at times on that show, though.
Not more than Lewis Litt. I want to fight Lewis Litt, man.
Is it Lewis that was? So Lewis the short one, yeah.
Lewis the little bald head annoying motherfucker.
Actually, yeah, so Lewis, yeah, Lewis was the one that.
I can't stand Lewis Litt, boy. But other than that, man, yeah. I love it, love. But anyway, yeah, been watching that and working. That's about it. What you been up to, man?
Man, shit, man. Working. Like, literally working. Shout out to Rodney, man. Shout out to Rodney Stevens, man.
Mm-hmm. Little Rod.
Yeah, he came up. He came past the crib, hooked my gutters up on the outside. They were coming down a little bit on the garage. Because we needed to get it done, and it was just crazy. I saw him post something about it mm-hmm. like a week or so ago. Like, oh, I can get y'all gutters together. Mm-hmm. When I'm looking at his page, I'm like, oh, this nigga do a bunch of shit.
Mm-hmm.
So he came over, hooked, you know, took care of me with that. We had a couple pieces on the house with the siding when one of the storms with the wind and stuff. I took off like one of the brackets or something on the mm-hmm. side, like on the corner. So we had a couple of those that came off. So like a piece was loose. Like some of the mm-hmm. side, he came and got all that shit together. Man, he got me right the other day.
I should have hit him up, man. Because we have, man, why the fuck did one of our cabinets come down? I'm taking something out of a cabinet. That motherfucker said, We said, what the fuck? This nigga done put our cabinets in the wall with two screws, no anchor. I swear to God, man. No anchor in the wall, nigga. The motherfucker was even held up by drywall for 2 years.
Oh, nah.
So now we got to have somebody come in. Remember that nigga? I wanted to fight that nigga back then, man.
You finished it yourself.
I finished myself. I ain't do the cabinets, nigga. So now, nigga, we ain't got no cabinets to left our goddamn sink.
Niggas supposed to come do the cabinets while I'm picking the muffler off your car. Come that motherfucker.
Oh, man.
Nigga, I'm just glad it was me getting something out the cabinet and not like Mackenzie.
Yeah.
Because she wasn't going to be able to hold up that cabinet. That cabinet was heavy than a motherfucker.
Yeah, that's true.
That cabinet might be half the size of this big one. Yeah, obviously, people watching and listening can't see. Yeah. It's like half the size of that, and it's solid wood. Yeah. Like, same width. They big as fuck. Our cabinets is huge.
So that nigga just put two screws up.
Nigga, that nigga had our shit up there with two screws, nigga.
What we be putting on with the pictures now, so you don't have to put the little tape.
Command strip.
Command strip.
That nigga was like, come to America. Nigga said, that'll be $8.
That'll be $8,000.
Who's next?
Who's next? Just fucking up kitchens all over the city, man.
Oh, my God.
Now our goddamn cabinet on the floor in the dining room full of dishes.
Oh, man.
I love Leah. She's like, I'm going to still put the dishes back in there. So, nigga, you got to go get a bowl from the dining room, nigga. You want a plate? Nigga, go over by the dining room table.
This is the horrible part about this for me. Y'all don't understand. I got issues. I'm not going to be able to stop thinking about this for the rest of the fucking day. I was thinking about this shit. Two screws.
Nigga, two screws.
Two screws, Malloy. That's his name.
Nigga, I could not believe it. I'm just glad it was me and not one of them because that shit would have fell on her head, man.
Yeah. Yeah. That is fucked up, though.
Oh, my goodness.
That's crazy.
And it was all glass, because Leon had been on his, whenever you get in a relationship, listen, we go on our little fetishes. Leon went on a fetish. Nigga, and when I tell you the amount of glassware we got in our house, nigga, we could, I don't even know. I don't know what, but we probably got 20 square bowls. A bunch of these little like glass things like the milkman used to bring back in the day. We got about 10 of those.
For Dave Chappelle.
Niggas. We got 10 niggas bottles. We got these juicing bottles. But I can't cap. The glassware we got is fire because it got these vacuum sealed tops on them that you got to push down and snap, snap, snap. Like, nigga, your food be fresh as fuck, but ma'am, we only make 3-course meals. I don't make 25-course meals. Why the fuck we got so many of these glasswares?
You know, I'm glad we haven't got to that point yet. I mean, because we obviously still.
She's gonna find something that she fall
in love
with.
I mean, we're in the early stages of getting stuff done. I mean, we get little stuff delivered every now and then. Where you know we doing everything piece by piece. You know, when you're gonna be in house, you can't do it all at one time unless you're rich. You know, but I know she got her eye on things. I know her Amazon cart is full of probably like 100 things.
It's right always now full. It's always something in there. I go in there to get like, you know, an essential. A power cord because it broke, and you look. He's like, "What the fuck is this?" And it's always some weird 6295. What is this, man? What right. do we?
She got a book, a bookcase that actually reads the books to you.
You know what I'm saying? Flips the pages.
Something weird.
You niggas forgot to pay your bills.
Oh man. So, but yeah, she we got a gang of glassware in the house right now. I don't understand, but it's not for me to understand. It's for me to support.
Yeah. Yeah.
And not say shit and utilize it.
Right. Let me ask y'all something. So we're talking about the house real quick. Mm-hmm. We men here. We can ask the men in the feed too. Y'all both have man caves and stuff like that. Did y'all have a mini fridge in y'all man cave?
I didn't. I feel like the moment
because
I got a
somebody
mini
trying to make me feel bad about the fact that I'm trying to get a mini fridge.
Yeah, I think the moment you get a mini fridge, y'all got to just split the address on the outside of the house.
Right, exactly. Because
you live down
no,
there.
No, Dev, you got to be on my side.
I'm just being honest. Come on. I already got a bathroom down there. You give me a fridge, nigga.
I got the bathroom in the full. I mean, you know, I got a
full shower.
Like,
yeah, me too. Yeah. So at that point, ma'am, I'll see you in October. If I got a mini fridge and a bathroom,
oh my God. I don't want to be on my side, God damn it.
Because the reality is, look, listen. You got a fridge down
I
there.
I never get my mini fridge.
Shower, all that stuff. Nigga, that is blatantly saying.
Oh, no, do it. Don't
you
do it.
You ain't going to never see me.
Oh, come on, man. Y'all trying to
I got to be honest. I had to get that one up. I'm like, all right, there's only so far I can push this thing.
Hey, you know what she said to me yesterday? She's like, is this a man thing? Like, it seems like all y'all do is hang in y'all basements in y'all man cave or whatever. It's like, nah, but it's just like we watch different things. And, you know, it's like, I went upstairs today, you're watching 90 Day Fiance or whatever.
Can we do this?
Let's do
women,
it.
Women, stand on business. Y'all be want to stand on business, but y'all don't want us to stand on business.
Right.
Y'all refuse to turn away from blind is love, whatever the fuck.
Love is blind, yeah.
I just got locked up and I'm dating a fat girl, but I'm a skinny nigga.
600 pound life.
No, some skinny nigga in jail dating a fat girl, he get out and he don't really like her. They love them shows. Mm-hmm. You'll stand on business and not want to watch nothing else, but then we say, all right, well, I guess we gonna figure out life on our own. Then basically what you're saying is, oh, huh. You just to figure shit out without me, huh? Yes, nigga. Yes. You refuse to compromise from this shit. So I have now found a show that I can watch for the next 40 days or 40 nights. And I don't need to strong arm my way into watching a show or trying to convince you to watch something else.
Mm. All right.
You can watch 85 Day Fiance.
I guess I got to give up my dreams of a mini fridge. I still think it's going to get one down. I just bought a snack container. That's what she just put in the feed to mine. You got snack. I bought a whole little thing to hold snacks. So they got a nice little presentation down there. I got chips
nigga,
in there.
I got
fruit snacks in there, man. I got breakfast bars in there.
Nigga, they call it at the hotel in the morning.
Continental breakfast.
So you got a waffle maker down there, some donuts, the little dispenser to get out the waffles, and the little plastic cup.
And nigga, go fuck around.
You got a little plastic
down there in the minute, nigga.
Yeah. He'll come to that business and be like this with the shit on his shoulder, making cookies in the basement. He gonna put a door up at the top of the stairs, ma'am. Not before you enter my motherfucking house. I'm coming to wash clothes. I don't give a fuck.
This nigga gonna put an extension on the basement in a minute. Oh my
God. I'm telling you, the man cave is the greatest invention ever. It is. Yeah. I don't know what it is about men and having that little escape from the world. The man cave is life, man. I don't know what I did before man caves, and I don't know what I did before DVR. I don't know what I did before either one, man. But a man cave, I've had a man cave. Man, I'm going on like 14 years with one. I couldn't imagine not having one.
And look, let's be clear, just to be on Brainstorm side. Just to be clear. With this.
Nigga
want to take it up for me.
Let's be clear. Everybody know the purposes of having that fridge there. Because when you're in the man cave, you don't feel like walking up the steps to go do nothing. You got everything right. That's how men are. We want everything right there.
Yes.
So
and that's what she just didn't feel like. Why can't you come upstairs? Because we just want it right there. And then appreciate you, James. Like, yo, you need it for water and beer. That's what you need the man. Yep. That's what you need
that's
the
it.
Fridge
yeah,
for.
That's
yeah.
true.
Yep. Yeah. But that's it. We'll see. Maybe by the time football season comes. But look, you know, football season, that's a whole weekend. You got college on Saturday.
Let me tell you something.
And you got the Browns on Sunday.
You are going to slide a little box of Golden Grahams on top of the mini fridge. Then a little half gallon of milk. Then some turkey breasts and some cheese. Well, fuck, I might as well get some bread. Next thing you know.
He's going to have Hellman's in that motherfucker.
Next thing you know, he got full course meals down that bitch. You know, I might as well put a microwave down the motherfucker, too.
Oh, man. I told you you have a stove down there in a minute.
They got them little hot plates. They don't take up much space.
Nigga goes, in a minute, it's going to be, DoorDash, can you deliver to
the
15678-9B?
Yeah, B. Side, nigga, the side entrance.
Oh, my God.
The driveway entrance. Don't go to the front.
But the crazy part, like she going to take the... The space on the back of the house. You know, you've been there off the kitchen, the back. Like, that's going to be her space.
But we not going, we, if we're enjoying ourselves too much,
That's the problem. That's that, what's that? Is that the Kevin Hart joke? You know, your woman can't hear fun in the background? Mm-hmm. Come on, man. Can you talk about that for real? Like, they, fun?
Yeah, no. Nah,
you enjoying yourself for too long without them?
Without them,
Nah, we got a problem.
Yeah.
I'm not saying two words.
I know what to get you. Oh, his birthday just passed. I think we gotta make up another something to get this nigga a mini fridge, get it sent to the crib. Compromise.
Y'all can give me a mini fridge on Marcho, Cinco de Marcho.
Cinco de Marcho.
Cinco de Marcho.
You know, nigga, that passed. No, but you know what the compromise would be? If you got one, it would be just those the bottle holder.
They're like the really small type ones.
The really small bottle holder ones that got the slots for you to put water and beers in, and that's it.
Yeah. I've seen them online, yeah.
Yeah, we had one. We at our Airbnb in Orlando, they had one where we can slide waters in. So that would be the only compromise. You know what I'm saying? Just for your waters and drinks. Because the moment you get Hellman's, and milking that bitch and some cereal on top, a pack of ramen noodles and a hot plate. Now you live there, nigga. Now you a bachelor again at this point.
Oh, that's funny, man.
You really wouldn't have a reason to come upstairs.
Mm-mm.
I mean, because you can come right in that side door. You right there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and you could, the washer and dryer down there, full bathroom. Do you really?
But you know, for real, it don't be nothing against them.
Yeah, it's not.
It's just. As
I done lived my whole life to get this basement.
Yeah, we as men like to be in a certain space at times. It's like marking your territory.
We like solitude, man.
Yeah, you can have the whole rest of the house. Just give me this one little
part. The one area. Mm-hmm. The one, yep.
You know, pool table. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, man.
I'm still trying to, I have been looking at stuff this week, like just what to do with the space. Because, you know, you see it's long. So it's like, I know yours is kind of like L-shaped.
Yeah.
So mine is like the straightest. I'm trying to figure out like really what to do and put some more stuff in there. So I've been looking at some things online. It's just, you know, and then she talking about me because, you know, she's like, you got to have a theme and stuff got to match. I'm looking like, I mean, stuff got to match, but I mean, but.
And also, too, let's be clear. I'm not saying, babe, you can't come down here and chill
with
me.
She was down here last night. We watched TV down there.
We chilling. Yeah. You got surround sound down here yet?
I got to step it up. I got to get something. I want to get the brand new TV first, and then I'm going
to
hook that up.
Fuck that. Because you don't want to never be watching something and it sound too good to her in the liver. I don't even want you to hear what I'm watching. I don't even want you to hear what I'm watching. I want you to think I'm asleep, nigga.
Man.
Right.
See, I don't want to go too crazy with the surround sound because I don't want it to like disturb her upstairs. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to go too crazy. But, you know, it's cool when you're watching some action stuff or a game or something mm-hmm. to have that little feeling. I watched The Continental this week, a little spinoff from John Wick.
Oh, yeah.
And in fact, I just finished it today. And you start hearing stuff. It's like, oh, a nice sound system would mm-hmm. really be dope with this.
Get you some speakers around.
Yeah. You got to get you a nice thing. Little thing. Yeah, man. Yeah. You got so it's. It's we got time. Mm-hmm. We got time.
Dev said, fuck that. Don't let them listen.
Don't let them hear you.
I mean, I got just, you really want to get gangster. You soundproof that bitch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, we ain't talking about that, though. Y'all ain't hear that from me.
Yeah.
Right. What we got this week, man? I know we kind of liked it. Well, y'all saw the commercial. Y'all saw the promo at the beginning.
Yes, yes, yes.
So April 6th, we are coming back with our pod and R&B event.
Yes.
Which is pretty cool, too, because I was just telling you when I signed into my Facebook today, it was something in my memories because I guess I had promoted. We were like basically 2 years out from us doing our very first pod and R&B.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of dope that we still, a couple years later, we still doing it. I know we only did we do two last year? Mm-hmm. No, we only did one. We did the one in August.
Yeah, that was it.
That was it.
Yeah, so, but it's dope that it's 2 years later and we're still doing this. But April 6th, we are coming back with Pod and R&B, so we're going to be doing it.
Waking Dream Creations. He told me last night, we're going to be live, Waking Dream Creations. I guess the councilwoman was acting funny for calling it an art gallery, whatever. We're doing it live from Waking Dream Creations. That's what we're saying. So April 6th, 7 p.m. It's going to be more of an infusion of podcast, music, and art. So, yeah.
It's again, a real date night.
The real date night. Again, man, we're providing something that you probably have never really experienced. We call it a unique musical experience because it is. And it's getting more and more unique. Shout out to the homie Michael Thompson, man. Came on last week.
Mm-hmm.
We partnered with him to do it. So, yeah, man. What's your thoughts, Playboy?
You know I'm locked in. Mm-hmm. I can't wait.
This is your event. Like
I'm locked in, bro. I can't wait.
If people haven't been there, I know people listening obviously haven't been there. Playboy is the star of this goddamn mm-hmm. thing. Like I feel like you're built for like the moment of what we do at Pod and R&B.
Yeah.
And so it is an experience. So when you say you're gonna be ready, I know you are because it's your thing.
I can't wait, man. Only thing I'm having a problem with is trying to figure out what, you know, B.
What to wear?
What to wear.
Nah. Yeah. And
wait till y'all see what I come with. Oh, it's going down.
Well, I'm the opposite. I pick out something like two. I'd be like 2 days before, like, damn, I got to get something for Pod and R&B.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait, man. I think it's going to be
it's going to be epic.
To the people that's listening out there right now, if you've ever been, make sure you show up again. To those that have never been, I promise you, on April the 6th, you're going to get an experience you ain't never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't wait, man.
Mm-hmm. So we kind of, I mean, the concept of it is going to remain the same.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the actual meat of the show. Mm-hmm. But we're trying to change up a few things surrounding it.
Yep.
I don't even know if we want to talk about the one party, like afterwards or whatever yet. Because
we can talk about it afterwards. I mean, we can talk about what it's going to consist of. Mm-hmm. Like you said, it's the ultimate date night. So, Waking Dream Creation. So if y'all didn't, I mean, hopefully people listening to this week listened last week. But he's an artist. The homie Michael Thompson is, and he, you know, is an art studio / gallery mm-hmm. with his works on 185th in Cleveland, and so you know we have Pod and R&B, we have music running. The beginning we'll do Pod and R&B, and then once we wrap up, we'll have kind of a cocktail hour where it's art gallery. You can look at the art and have some wine, some grown man shit, man, grown man and woman stuff, some wine mm-hmm. and crackers and cheese and
right.
You know, a little hood charcuterie board or something like that. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, peruse the art.
Yeah, and on top of that, man, when we do that, all the people that's listening that will hear this show, man, bring your checkbooks, man. Checkbooks. Yeah. Because I guarantee you're going to see pieces that you
want. Because the pieces that he make, you know, he makes, you look behind us, it's really hard to tell with the Biggie and the Nipsey that we have on the wall, but we have some smaller versions. I just enjoyed the Notorious Big album cover, but he got some dope pieces, man. Go to Waking Dream Creations on IG if you want to look at a lot of the samples of his work. But work will be there available, purchase all different kind of stuff, man. So be a nice little date night. You have pie and R&B, you're gonna have music.
Yeah.
You'll be at an art gallery, you'll be able to see the art, get some wine, get some cheese, get some drinks during the show. It's gonna be a dope experience, man. Mm-hmm.
You know we're gonna put on the motherfucking show.
Yeah,
we're
gonna put on the show. Mm-hmm. So make sure you come out, have some fun. Support your peoples, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we have, obviously, we'll have the information coming with the tickets soon. I think
About 2 weeks out.
Probably about 2 weeks the tickets will be on sale. But keep an eye out for things that we'll be putting out, a couple visual things,
like,
I guess.
I go on spring break on my first day, last day of work is the 15th, this Friday.
Yeah.
So next week is going to be the week after. So not this week coming up, but the week after that, 18th mm-hmm. through 22nd week. It's probably when a lot of this stuff will drop. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'll be able to sit and edit and drop stuff and do different. So I still have some more ideas to put out some more promo. We still got our promos that we used from before. We still got all those in the stash. Yeah. I showed y'all a sample of that last night. I just upgraded a couple. You know, I just changed the information to current.
Yeah.
So I still got a couple of those that I can use. We got to get with the homie Candy to shoot some stuff. We gonna do this right, man. Yeah. Try to do this and turn this into a monthly thing. Once we got a spot to be doing it and consistent, and we can turn this to a real good situation, man. Was something else you were saying. You were talking about that. We were talking about Pod and R&B. What was gonna happen after? It was something else related to it too that I was gonna bring up. I can't remember.
What are you thinking about it? But so put that date in your phone.
April 6th.
Honestly,
April 6th.
Make a mental note of it. Put it in your phone. Again, you're gonna start seeing stuff come out on our social media and stuff, which we got to get more active on. So we make sure we in y'all algorithms and y'all stuff like that. But put the date in your phone. It's different from before, but still the same. And mm-hmm. it'll be something that, give it a try, man. Like, hell, we throw money away all the time for stuff that we may not even enjoy a lot of times.
Yeah, and this definitely ain't no throwaway.
Yeah.
This is a dope event. This is a dope time, man. So like I said, I hope people can come out.
Yeah, if anything, like I said, I need y'all to know, when I tell you a nigga is locked in for this, mm-hmm. like I'm going on a diet starting tomorrow for this.
He about to go on that 50 Cent diet. What movie was 50 Cent about to do when he was looking tiny? Oh, man.
What was that movie? I can't remember that movie. Yeah. But no, for real, man. Come check us out, man. Y'all know it's going to be dope. For those that have been there, we about to get it in, man.
And tell people about it, man. Yeah, like, absolutely. Literally, like, we trying to make this into something that, like, if this is an event that y'all really enjoyed, that y'all like, yo, y'all do a good job with this one, I think this space is really going to work for us. It's nothing against where we've been. Obviously, the place we did most of the events at mm-hmm. was a really good space and worked with us really well. But for what we're trying to do with this and the surroundings of what we're going to be in, I think this is really going to be dope. So tell somebody. I mean, if you know you normally come, then bring one of your friends with you. Tell them to bring they're dating or something like that or whatever. I mean, just make it a good night.
That's what it was. We're going to talk about it more, obviously, over the next 4 weeks or whatever. But it's all of you. This is the way I explain it. This is the way I'm explaining it. All of your senses will be stimulated.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about, my nigga.
Yeah.
That is setting a very high bar.
No, because we don't want, now this one we don't want to give away. Visually, it's going to be different than what you've experienced at other Pod and R&Bs.
Okay.
Audibly, you know, we had the music and the talking, you know. You've experienced the physicalness of the rose petals and all that different kind of stuff. But I think the fusion of art, not only the art at Waking Dream Creations, but how we can infuse more art into the actual Pod and R&B experience and art afterwards and during. It's a different experience, man. So,
I agree.
With us being intentional and what songs we choose, And just know visually you will be stimulated as well as audibly and emotionally stimulated. Every sense, all of your senses are going to be tingling. All of them.
It's like the secret garden is my
yes.
Setting a very high bar.
You know what I'm saying?
That should be on somebody's list.
Yes, nigga. That should be my come out music.
Hey, hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Take good care of you.
Yeah, come on now.
That's what a man is supposed to do.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good time, man. So I'm looking forward to it. We hope y'all looking forward to it.
Speaking of... Since it's being tingling, man. So I go to I had to go grab my steroid stuff today from Metro. So it's this older lady, clearly with a wig on her head, man. Like one of them like auntie slash grandma wigs with little shortcut wigs. Mm-hmm. I walk up, she like, "Hey, Big Daddy." She like, "I like him with some size." I didn't say, let's talk about this, fellas, let's be honest.
Yeah.
I wanted to call her ma'am, because she was clearly, she had to be, I got like gray in my beard at this point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She had to be in her 60s.
Yeah.
Late 50s, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Clearly an older young lady. How do we function in this new world where like, the aunties and grandmas ain't like, you know, I think we understand how to maneuver, you know, in relationships with the younger women. You're like, you know, I'm married. I'm thank you. No, thank you. But what do you do when an older lady just aggressively on some like.
She told you she got, she just made a sweet potato pie.
Basically.
That's what she resting was, on the windowsill.
That's what she was saying. She called me Big Daddy and said she like him. Said she like him with some size. Yeah. Ma'am, I don't know how to tell
how you.
You
like
no
your cobbler served
without being disrespectful.
You say, "Ma'am,
ma'am, leave me alone."
I
just said, "I didn't even."
That's that infamous.
you got to hear it with the Kawhi laugh.
Right.
Like, what the fuck was that?
Oh, man. No, yeah, I don't know. No, nobody old. Yeah, thank God.
No old shots yet. It's coming. We in that age range.
Nah. Yeah, I guess so.
That was weird.
I mean, I be thinking about the fact sometimes that, yeah, we are in our 40s, and it's like we in that middle part of a generation. Like you said, we're not old. It's like even the party we got at DJ O this weekend, it's like somebody turning 50. I'm looking like, well, this person's not old. Like, we're not about to be in the earth, wind, and fire.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? But she was also saying she don't really want all that new shit, which they always lie. They always want new shit.
Mm-hmm.
I got the playlist.
Yeah, I saw it too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like right in our wheelhouse.
Yep.
You know, but it's like, so we in that middle stage, but you don't relate to the old people. You don't relate.
To the 25-year-olds. You're like, ma'am.
Yeah.
You're not even responsible as a human being. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't even started your 401k yet.
Yeah, what are we talking about here?
You ain't bought life insurance yet. What are you talking about?
You still call off work on Tuesdays for no reason. Like, yeah, you don't make logical sense.
Hey, hold
because,
on now.
Because it was a wing special at the spot on Monday. You know what I'm saying?
I calls off on Tuesday.
But not, just because you don't feel like going to work.
Because Monday was, yes.
this is wild, man.
I got the time.
But I'm saying, yeah, I feel you.
That's a good question, though. What is the right time to call off? Is it either a Monday or a Friday?
I think it would depend on the need of the job.
I got you.
The kind, like, a Monday or a Friday for me to call off is wild. Just given the fact it's the beginning of a week or end of a week of a school week.
Yeah.
It can start off horrendously or end horrendously. So in my position, probably not wise to call. It would be more wise for me to hit a Wednesday. Or a Tuesday if I absolutely had to call off. Because that way some shit can get put in place first couple of days or bounce back from the last couple of days. But you don't ever want to go into a weekend and you don't know what happened on Friday. You come in Monday and some shit on your doorstep. You're like, I wasn't here.
I get that.
So I think it depends on
Yeah, it depends on the job. Because I know for a fact I used to faithfully, and I know that we have these conversations all the time, you know, in society that you should take your use your PTO, take your time off work. Like, we work so hard in this country, we don't take time off. Other countries have mandatory time off and things like that. We don't do that in this country. But I used to at least, I mean, I keep my PTO, but I would take one day per 6 months that I would just call it like a mental health day. Like, if I woke up one morning and was just like, you know what? I just ain't got it today. I don't want to do it. I don't want to get out of bed or whatever. I would just call off, you know, just, all right, I'm not working. Not because I was out or something like that. Just, I just ain't feeling them. A mental health day. So I think people do need to lean into that. Like I said, I do agree. It depends on the job, you know, because if you got to be there, you know, it's like being in a doctor's office. Monday mornings are hell a lot of times because, you know, you're coming back off the weekend and people didn't, been in the hospital over the weekend or something like that. And people so Mondays is a bad day to call off. Fridays though, because everybody trying to get out of there, Friday's a pretty good day to have a 3-day weekend sometimes. So
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you know, it just depends.
Yeah, I agree.
Definitely just depends. But take y'all time off. How y'all feel about that? Do y'all take y'all time? But you in the schools, I know it's different. We done had a conversation with you. It's
you think I'm just
get a whole summer off?
So y'all think so this is what I'm talking about? I'm not. Y'all can come look at this phone. I just got this message at 7:46 p.m. I'm not going to get into specifics. I'm trying to read what it says without giving stuff away. Basically, you don't want to disrupt our Sunday with a work message, but you did.
I hate that.
It's four teachers not going to be there. So now leaders got to cover classrooms tomorrow.
What subject you teaching tomorrow?
I'm in the dean's office, so I can't leave. At this point, I deal with all the discipline in the entire school, so I'm the only one that can't. But this is going to be rough because that puts nobody in the hallway. It's a whole other conversation. But yeah.
Now, who makes a determination as far as who goes where? Do you make that decision or who goes to the classes or who's
principal?
Okay.
All right, so you really is like just the overseer.
Yeah.
You just make it standing in the room drinking coffee.
Yeah.
They fighting again.
Yeah.
Somebody go break that shit up.
You send them to me, and I determine how long they get suspended or whether they get suspended or what the consequence is. And then contact all the families and anything they got to do with discipline. It's me.
All right.
But anyway, just got that. That's what I'm saying. I can't afford to be, if I'm out on a Monday, whatever. I don't even want to think about it.
But man, take y'all time off.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Literally take y'all time off. I mean, I keep a good amount of PTO because a couple years back when I thought I was really going to be leaving my job, and I didn't, and I was in school using the tuition reimbursement, I wanted to be able to kind of have some days and time in the bank to help kind of, because if I'd have left out there early, they would have wanted that money back, you know, so I kept some days in the bank, you know, just let them really build up because I wanted to at least be able to offset that a little bit. Right. So now it's like, I feel like I was out the whole month of July last year. Between going to Vegas, between the wedding and the honeymoon and stuff, and I still got a pretty decent amount of PTO. But yeah, people got to use it. People sit around waiting so long. I know we wait to plan trips, and we don't want to take time off just because we taking off. Like for me, it's easy right now. I work from home. It's kind of crazy for me to take a PTO day sometimes when I work from home. Mm-hmm.
So you said you can accrue as much as you can, and you can carry. It over?
I do got a cap. I don't. Now we can keep. We got a cap on hours. I think my cap is like 265 hours or something like that right now, which I've hit. I've hit it, and just like after that, you just can't accrue anymore.
Oh, okay.
Can you carry over to the next year?
It all carry. If I got 265, it all goes over.
That's what I hate about as far as my job.
You probably don't have a cap.
I can only carry over. No, we got a certain money,
The thing is,
let's just say I got 20 days. Mm-hmm. Come December, going into January, I can only carry, let's say I don't use no time, I can only carry 5 of those days over with. Now, they going to cut me a check for the rest.
Yeah.
But
it's different. Yeah, it's different for us because I guess because schools might be non-for-profit. We have to use a certain amount of days, you lose them. But you get a check cut for like a certain amount. So, let's, you know.
But see, mine different too because like they make us take 4 days off a year. I think,
yeah, they make us take some days off holiday.
So, we got Christmas, we're automatically, obviously, let's see, Memorial Day.
Oh, well, those don't
4th
count.
Of July, Labor Day, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. So those five, we automatically are all off.
Mm-hmm.
And so even if I didn't want to be off, I got to give you 8 hours of my PTO no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Right.
no matter what. So it is what it is.
Oh, so what they don't y'all get those off, but y'all have to pay for those to be off?
You gotta pay for them shits.
Oh, that's foul.
And people on the outside hate, and we hate it too. Like, we gotta give you our PTO.
That's weird. That's weird as fuck. I ain't never heard of that shit.
6 days we gotta give it y'all. That's 48 hours we automatically gotta get it.
That's crazy as fuck. You got me fucked up.
Cause my ass will work.
Hey, I'm saying I'll choose to work then, nigga. Fuck you talking about.
I will wake up and punch in.
Yeah, y'all need to get me fucked up.
But yeah, those are the days they give us, but they take the PTO. Hospital shit. Other people I know that work in hospitals, that shit is set up the same way. So that's 48 that's hours why, I have to give to you.
That's why every time I put my hat in the ring, it's at a school. Because one thing about it, I mean, I think I can get to a point where I can make some decent bread for the rest of my life. But because I'm not bad now. But the hours, man, I just can't beat that shit with a 10-foot pole, man.
Summers and shit.
The summers, like right now, the school day is over at 2. All kids should be picked up by 2:30. Your day's over at 2:30.
Right.
Come on. Where they do that at? But my day ain't never over at 2:30. But the kids are gone at least by 2:30. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel it.
Yeah, but. Ain't no way to really transition to this. I don't know if y'all saw this.
Okay.
I want to get y'all opinion on this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this wrong one. Wrong thing. Definitely the wrong thing. Definitely the wrong thing. Definitely the wrong thing. My bad. Did y'all see this?
What is it? Why black people what? Oh.
What is she talking about? So let's set this up.
Okay.
Taraji basically said people couldn't, they shouldn't be laughing at certain shit because we wasn't allowed to laugh on plantations. And nobody listening knew what the fuck she was talking about. Because I've never heard that before in my life.
Question.
One of the kids, hold on, let's go back. Let's go back. Hold on.
Is this one of those times when people say stuff and you got to nod your head in agreement because of who they are?
Taraji, what the fuck you talking about? Yeah. Taraji, what the fuck you talking about, Taraji? This some Jody Joe shit. She said, you know why we run away when we laugh? Because we couldn't laugh on the plantations.
I'm trying to quit.
Nigga, what is she talking about? Hold on. One more time for the one time. Let's hit it one more time.
Who runs away when they laugh? I ain't got up my goddamn seat that one time today.
That's because we on the show. But niggas will. Niggas
but
will.
Who told her this?
Ain't nobody ever told her that.
We couldn't laugh on the plantation?
I mean, yeah, we probably couldn't laugh on the plantation. But I mean, that ain't why niggas.
Well, who told us that? And why did. Nigga, you know the part I love the most? The part is she laughed. She had that little. My bad. She had a little half laugh like she killed them niggas.
Like she did the Kawhi.
That little laugh, that little half giggle.
Nigga, that's the equivalent of saying tough.
Nigga, I'm about to kill you niggas.
Watch this knowledge I'm about to drop on you right here.
Nobody in the room, everybody in the room said, nigga, what?
Ain't nobody saying nothing. Everybody looking like. All you hear is crickets in that motherfucker.
They said she sat back down like she found something, said something profound.
Black people run away and do all that shit because black people are extra.
We like extra
every,
as fuck.
With every goddamn thing, we so goddamn
but
extra.
Why we got to turn everything into a Dr. Umar thing, conversation,
into
man?
The deepest thing ever, yeah.
You know why we run because we laugh? Because they couldn't laugh. Why would us running when we laugh have anything to do with us not being able to laugh on the plantation?
First of all, I'm trying to figure out what niggas run when they laugh.
You ain't never seen people do that when they laughing about something. They kind of
like we do, we don't do, but we
not run a marathon, but kind of you know.
But can y'all equate, nigga? You can't laugh to now that I laugh, I run. What does that have to do with it?
No, never.
Taraji, what the fuck are you talking about?
Taraji hit that laugh pipe. On the way to the school or wherever she had to talk about. Well, yeah.
What is she talking about?
Red fish, blue fish.
Yeah, I don't know what she did.
Who?
No, they doing huh? They don't know what the fuck you're talking about, Taraji. Taraji, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a laugh. It's going to be the end of
us. It's going to be the end of us.
But God damn it. We, nigga, we are done. We're laughing our ass off up here today. We are done. Damn. We are done.
I cannot stand a fake woke nigga, man.
Yeah, that was funny. She, Taraji, you need to, she was reaching for that. Maybe she couldn't come up with the joke fast enough about what it should have been or something like that. I don't know.
I don't know.
She decided to go, I'll go deep. I'm going to kill these niggas. I don't know.
That's it. The way I would have ran out the room
how
laughing.
Could I kill these niggas real quick?
Nigga said somebody should have got up and ran out the room. Nigga should have ran out that bitch. Laughing. Taraji, what the fuck, man?
Nah, you miss me with that one, Taraji.
Oh, man, that was so funny, man. I saw that one. That shit was funny as hell.
So, I, as I've been on social media this week, I keep seeing stuff pop up. And I'm like, it's things. I know people do it at the end of the year. I'm like, there's things that need to just stop right now. There's already phrases I'm over right now.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you over the fake woke niggas right now. It's two phrases right now that's really driving me insane online.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is the phrase nasty work.
Everything you don't like nasty. It, I love it.
I'm tired of nasty work, man.
I think it's because
they're gonna be living nowhere, man.
I think it's because the comedian nigga that I follow, who started the shit, so fucking funny. The one light skinned nigga from New York. Oh, what's the nigga name? He be going at niggas Timberlands and fake Jordans all the time and shit. Oh, that nigga funny as hell, man. But he started it. But when he do it, it's authentic. And you over nasty work. What else?
Yeah, I'm over it. It's just, so it's like something could be happening. I'm trying to think of what's a good example of, let's say. Let's say somebody do something different. Let's say Dev likes to put bananas in his Fruity Pebbles.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And most people would be like, all right, whatever, that's weird. Mm-hmm. So somebody might be in the comments like, yo, that's nasty work, a nigga putting bananas in his Fruity Pebbles or something like that. Shit, that's how I see it a lot of times. That's why I'm over it.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever. I don't know how the comedian uses it, but I'm over the phrase nasty
work. I mean, he kind of created it. So he'll be like, you know, niggas that have on, like, he'll have like a pair of West Side Jordans on his shit. And he'll be roasting the fuck out them bitches. And he'll be like, these is nasty work. Like, but he started this shit, though. I need to see if I can find him.
Yeah.
But he funny than a motherfucker, man.
Yeah, it's just driving
comedian Jay Murphy, maybe? That his name? Mike Murphy. Y'all ain't never seen this nigga on Instagram, man? He funny than a motherfucker. He be killing niggas.
He almost familiar, so I don't think I...
You ain't familiar with the nigga?
I've seen him before.
Man, that nigga funny than a motherfucker. Hold on, we got to give my nigga some flowers real quick. But that's and he got a gang of the videos. But he started the nasty work shit.
I just realized this week, it was somebody posted this week what the term lot lizard mean.
Oh, yeah,
for the truck drivers. It's prostitutes to be in the lot. I guess it's pretty prominent. So the other term,
no, but he just a funny nigga, man. He be roasting niggas shoes and shit. That should be funny as fuck, man.
So the other term I'm over is the trend of, I'm a whatever. Of course I do this.
I hate that.
I'm a school teacher. Of course I do this. I'm a soccer mom. Of course I do this. I am over that whole trend with the video. So I'm a whatever. Of course I do this.
Yeah,
I'm over it. Everybody. It's just that we OD everything in this social media craze age. Whatever. We OD everything. And that's one that I am completely over the I'm a whatever thing.
Because
it's just everybody's doing it. I'm a DJ. I do this. So, you know,
I can't stand that shit neither.
Yeah. I'm over it.
I mean, you know what it is at this point? I've talked about it before. I think I'm just in the stage. Maybe I'm going to get out of it at some point. I have taken all meaning out of social media. I go on it just to either figure out who the Browns traded for or laugh real quick.
You got to.
That's all I do. I see those. I'm a school teacher. Of course, I don't want to have your kids in my class. I see those. I just scroll past. I'm going to find something else funny. Mm-hmm. In my brain, I'm going to find something funny. There's about 30 things I can go to. Every thing I love about the internet is even if I, because I'm over that shit too. But I can find about 30 things any given hour that I'm be entertained by. That is so. I feel like it's, let's talk. I mean, is that unhealthy?
That we can find?
Yeah, because like I can be entertained it probably right now. I can find a video on YouTube right now that I could watch for a half hour.
No, it probably is. That's why everybody's so detached from everything. It probably is. That's why everybody can sit. You know, every now and then, me and Carlisha go out to eat or whatever, and she don't even notice. I'll just look around the restaurant sometime and look at people. In fact, the last time we went out, I was looking at some people. We went out with my parents. So the last time we went out to eat, and I'm looking at these people to the right of us, an older couple, and both of them was just on their phones. Mm-hmm. I mean, just not even talking, you know, and I'm just sitting there like, you know, it's like we talking about people being at home and being the other ones. Like you, you can still leave the house in a, with the intention of sitting with someone and going to share a meal with someone at a table and you still in your phone.
This
like,
is the, and this the maybe I'm a fucking, I'm a, you right. You right. There you go. In essence. But like, this is how I look at it. Cause I remember Mackenzie's on the, Mackenzie didn't have her phone for like a month. And she would be riding and
the double salute picture.
Yeah, then she would remind me, she would be riding and reminding me of me when I was little. Mm-hmm. And I would just be staring at trees. And then my dumb butt started adding numbers with letters and I turned crazy when I was driving the ride in the back seat. And then eventually I saw she ended up getting her phone back, and like I felt better for her because like we was riding looking for cars, and she was just so
lost.
No, she was so entertained with her phone.
I'm talking about, so before that
she was just and I'm like, can I fault the people of the past for having to be bored at dinner? Like, I don't got to talk to you or make up no fake conversation if I can be reading the story but about Jerry God, Judy damn, and how he...
I'm not sitting there saying that at the whole dinner table, the whole time this conversation. I'm not saying that, but I was watching this one couple. I'm telling you, and they were just, I mean, a good 10 plus minute stretch, like no words. It's like, yo, y'all could have been at home. He could have been in this man cave
wanted to stay.
Going into his mini fridge.
Maybe they wanted to stay
and enjoying life.
I feel it. I do. The thing when it comes to that, I do see both sides though, because it's like we're gonna go to Cabo, and I'm sure at some point we're both gonna be on the beach reading a book. Mm-hmm. Both.
Yeah, we did it on
the for 30, 40 minutes at a time, not saying a word to each other.
Or somebody sleep or something.
Yeah, it's gonna happen. So I do see both sides. We should be conversing, but also. I don't mind you being entertained by something in my presence. I don't mind it.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's positives to it and negatives. I mean, because even with the phone, like you talking about Mackenzie in the car, like it's funny because we were having this conversation the other day where, because you know, Amir been doing his off season workouts for football and stuff. So I, you know, we'll take him on Wednesdays and I'll go pick him up and you know whatever. Mm-hmm. So one day I was taking one of the other kids home, and so the kid get in the car. Mind you, I'm dropping the kid off on the very next street over from where we live. Mm-hmm. But the kid get in the car, you know, they obviously, can, you know, can you take him home? I'm like, all right, yeah, I'm not going to, it's dark. I'm not going to leave the kid sitting up here or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know this kid, but I'm, I'm not going to leave the kid sitting up here. You know what I'm saying? That would be, what kind of person do you think I am out here? I mean, I know what y'all think about me, but who do you really think I am? But anyway, but I'm like, all right, so where do you live? You know, well, he really can't tell me or where I'm taking you to or whatever. And it's like, all right, well.
You don't know the address or nothing.
Can you tell me where to go? And it's like, and I thought about it then, and I brought up to Carlisha yesterday, we were going to the store. I'm like.
Brainstorm stole a kid. God damn it. He's like, baby, I got this little kid in the back seat of the car. I don't want to do with the little nigga. Mind him.
But no, I brought up to her. I'm like, because he didn't know like how to, I'm like, well, just tell me where to turn or something like that. And he didn't know. And I was. And I'm like, do you think the
nigga where you live, nigga?
And I was thinking like, do you think the fact that every time kids get in the car, their faces in the phone, that we were less than a minute away.
But it's from also up to us
that you can't tell me where you are or less than a minute away from where you.
It's
live.
Also up to their parents to make sure they know where they live too. That's our job. Like my job is to make sure Mackenzie knows where we live. If we was on either Monticello.
Less than a minute, dude.
Yeah, whether we was on Monticello or Noble or Belvoir, She or Mayfield, she needs to know how to get to our house.
Okay.
That's up. That's on us. So that's a mama. Because somebody had to tell this little nigga. I mean, he don't know.
I could have been driving wherever. Like, literally, could have been driving wherever.
We get one of them little on our phone. Amber alert. Black Nissan. Oh, shit, I know that nigga.
I mean, this motherfucker like.
That looked like Brainstorm.
That looked like Brainstorm.
Nice and plain.
What? Oh. What the fuck? Nigga, Mo, what?
What's his last name again? Yeah, nah. Yeah, hey, but yeah, I think that's insane, though. But yeah, I mean, I get it. We just, it's too easy for us to check out.
Yeah, that's
my thing. You know, like, it's going back to our earlier conversation with the man cave and stuff. Mm-hmm. And if you got too much stuff down there, mm-hmm. it's going to tend to lead you to you stand down there more and more. Yeah. It's too easy for us to check out. And I get it. We got more available options today.
Yeah, and I think that's what it is. It's like, can you fault me? I mean, don't be mad at me because all you had was the goddamn plain dealer. Don't be mad at me, nigga. Because I don't need to check the paper to see how many points Luka Doncic had. The fuck out of my face. But yeah, no, I feel it. I feel what you're saying. I do feel what you're saying.
No, I get it.
But
I
am not putting my phone down at the...
I'm not saying don't touch your phone at all, like at dinner or something. But it's like...
Because the thing is, pre-phone, like pre-McKenzie having a phone, I'm not going to lie to you. Every time we went to eat, somebody better find me a goddamn kids menu with... The maze.
The crayons and stuff.
Crayons. I need her to be able to do the connect the dots. I need to play hangman, tic-tac-toe. Right. You better occupy this little motherfucker for a half hour. I know that much. I know y'all better give me something in this restaurant to occupy her for the next 30 minutes. I don't know what y'all got. Give her some forks, some knives, nigga, something. Give her something. You better help y'all cook something, nigga.
Y'all gonna be playing spoons at the table, trying to break the spoon.
Hell yeah, metal spoons, nigga.
Metal spoons.
But you know what's crazy? Even like the restaurants then gave in. They got if you don't even got your phone,
you got the thing at the table,
they got a thing at the table, nigga. They know what it is.
But that's the thing.
But it's fun. But you can. They got a game on there that's fun though. It's like a trivia game. You can go on there. Everybody scan it with with their phone, and then y'all all log into the same game, and on your phone, you're playing this trivia game against everybody at your table, which was fun as fuck. When I went to Wisconsin to visit my mom, it was me, my aunts, my mother, Leah, McKenzie, like we all, Alyssa, we all, like all 16 of us playing this game, which was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah, I get it. I feel like we've gave up on some of the interactions at times. We gave up. But that's my pick. I'm not going to get in the soapbox.
No,
by the way, real quick, I don't know if he's still in the feed, but shout out to BJ, man. We hollered
at him. Yeah, he was in there for a minute.
He was in there for real?
Yeah.
Oh, probably on Facebook. I ain't see him.
Yeah, he was on the book.
BJ.
Yeah.
Shout out to Detroit.
I'm planning on getting out there at some point soon.
Yeah, I said I want to do that too. Just for
a quick, even if it's just a night or something. But I plan on getting out there one day soon.
Going to Greek Town, you know, real quick.
Yeah. Me and Kalisha was talking about going. It's funny. We were talking about going during COVID times or whatever, when stuff kept getting progressively worse. We was gonna go to like the Motown Museum and stuff like that or whatever, and they had shut it down. So it was like, yeah, so we overdue to do some stuff like that.
So I got a question for y'all, man. So I put this post up the other day. Speaking of social media, speaking of stuff you get lost in on social media. I put this post up. Let me see if I can find it on here. Your activity. Let me find this so I can show the world my craziness. I can watch these all day long, man. Let me mute it. I don't wanna.
Is that the guy that be doing the lawns?
He'll do the lawns.
I'll be watching that. That's one I watch all the time.
I've
seen him. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I can watch these back to back to back to back to back. So what he does is he goes around and he goes to different people's either yards, either abandoned houses or regular houses with people living in there, and he'll do the yard, man. And he'll
free.
For free. I got two things, but these three really, but these two are in the same category. It's this, and it's also a dude who cleans drains. Like, it'll be a flood in somebody's backyard, and he'll go and clean the drain out.
Oh, that's a good one for the feed. Yeah.
So he'll clean the drain out and, unclog the drains. Like, I don't know if it's because it's satisfying. It goes from a problem to a solution, all amount of problem to solution type shit. The other one, which is going to seem weird in a motherfucker, okay? I already know. I got to find a like for one of those because I watch most of those on Facebook, not on Instagram. Is you the niggas be like, they'll have a horse and they got to clean the hoofs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nigga, I can watch them forever, man.
I watch those too.
Nigga, they'll clean the hoof. They'll like scrape the shit off. They'll like get the stuff out the middle of the hoof and get
the thing and shave it.
Yes. Then we get to the real advancements. They'll put the horseshoe back on there after they, dog, I don't know what it is, man.
Yeah.
But those are like my weird Instagram videos that I could watch.
Yeah.
Like these videos, not sped up, take about a half hour. And I love it. Absolutely.
I've watched parts of this dude. I'm not watching him do this shit for 30 minutes.
I don't know what it, like the one he found a secret, like not a secret, but like a walkway that was covered up with grass to the backyard.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know why I could watch him.
The end result be so dope.
Don't it? It be so dope, man. It be so dope.
And he don't do nothing like put stuff in. He just cleans up.
He just cleans it up. Yep, yeah, that's it.
So I have seen him before. Yeah. Yeah.
So do y'all have any weird shit you watch on the gram? So
that's how you led into it, And people in the feed, if y'all got something or
throughout the week too, let us know.
Y'all please let us know.
I don't have nothing.
That's just Gucci bag, Louis bag, NBA, NFL.
I enjoy watching Komodo dragons eat people, eat stuff.
Okay.
I watch it all the time.
Like that's what I mean.
I'll go on that video and watch that. If you consider that weird.
It is. I mean, it's non...
I'm into animals, so Komodo dragon. Yeah, it's like they be swallowing whole goats.
Wow.
I mean, I'm into animals. It's a bestiality over here. So, like, what are we talking about?
You know how long it took me to train this
if you can swallow a goat. Can you swallow this dick?
Hey, Dave Chappelle was like, you know how long it took me to train this monkey to suck my dick without peeling it?
Oh, he so did. Yeah.
No, man, but Komodo dragons. Oh, and what else, man? That would be considered weird. I don't know.
I don't think I got nothing weird.
I don't got nothing weird, but what my top three is that. Of course, I know I'm a softy, man, so I'm always watching reunions.
Nigga. Oh, the mama come back. You see the one when the mama came back and she was sitting on the side of the with the Globetrotters? Yep. I was sitting there with the other day.
It could be military or just like two brothers ain't seen each other for 25 years that type of shit.
I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, I watch that a lot. Yeah. And then what's the other one, man? I really just nothing else really.
Yeah. I can watch cleaning videos.
Oh, I watch mukbangs.
Yeah,
no, you can watch that.
I'll be watching.
You know what I love to watch? You know, you ever seen the thing that moves like this? And they'll like put a, these are my Facebook ones.
Oh.
And they'll put like a file cabinet in that bitch. Yeah, hell yeah. And crush that bitch.
Bro, can you imagine?
Nigga, a human?
Oh my God.
It's just constantly spinning and it's like two spindles and it just keeps spinning like this. Imagine if this was a constantly spinning and it had teeth. Yeah. And they cross over into each other. They just constantly crossing over. And they'll like take this table and put it in there. That bitch will be like
it'll spin a few times. And then they gotta wait to catch on.
Yep.
But once it catches on,
it's a wrap, nigga. It's a wrap. Yeah. I love those two.
I spend a lot of time online, I see.
Yeah.
Like I said, maybe for me, I could watch cleaning videos that get sped up, like if somebody's cleaning a house.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
I'm watching another one too. Sorry. I just the other day. How do I go to my? Hold on. I got to show y'all my new. I do. Man, this is TV for me. I have switched.
It is TV though.
Yeah, I've switched in social media from being like.
It's TV.
Yeah. Oh, this is whatever. So this is TV, man. I can't put it in order on here.
Did you just follow somebody recently?
I just followed somebody recently.
Should be in your activity, maybe.
Might be my activity. Okay. Maybe. It was like a couple. It was like a week ago though, so it wasn't that close. But she bought this.
Oh yeah, that's different. That's just lights.
Yeah, she bought this house with her. Let me see if I can find it on here. She bought this house with her dude, some white lady, and they like renovating this old house. Room by room, but it was fucked up when they bought the house. Mm-hmm. So like ripping out all the rooms. They still ain't done. Mm. Like, that's how crazy it is. They still ain't even done yet. So you watch them as it's going. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. It's like watching TV shows, man. Let me see. My bad. This is amazing.
I mean, look, I get why people are hooked on it for hours and stuff like that. I get it. It's easy.
Some little average white girl, but they bought this house. And it's like, it's a fucked up crib. Like, all kind of wood paneling. And they going through and they demoing the house.
Yeah.
And so it's dope. Like, I'm intrigued. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love watching it, man.
I wear that every day at work.
For real?
Exact same one. Cartridges and everything.
So now they going through and they demoing the crib.
You know, some people just really got a passion for that type of stuff.
Yeah. That's what I was just sitting here thinking about, looking at this.
It's almost like somewhat of the equivalent of somebody that like to paint.
Yeah.
Or that's an artist. I mean, they consider that to be kind of an art.
Yeah, I was just sitting there looking at that. Like, I was about to ask y'all, like, obviously having the house now, there's some stuff we got to do on our own. Because it's like, you just can't keep paying hundreds and thousands of dollars for stuff like that. And I know you'll get out there and do some stuff or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, it's just something y'all got in y'all as people to just be like, you know what, I'm going to go build a shed in the back. I'm not doing all this shit. But there's some things in our house that right now we're looking at like, yo, we're going to have to do this ourselves.
Yeah, I think they had a passion to do it.
You probably got to have a passion.
And think about this, man. They make how many views? Well, 84,000 likes, so it got to be probably upwards of 1 million views per video or somewhere close to it. They're making money.
Right.
Off these, man. Crazy.
Yeah, I don't want to take no cabinets down.
She got a video, nigga, 39.3 million views.
I wonder how much money that is.
You see what I'm saying? It's all original content.
Yep.
She got one for 1.8. The one we watching right now is at 1.8 million views. 2.3 for another one. 4.1, 4.2, 4.2, 3.2, 7.5. I mean, you looking at.
Because it's almost like selling a product.
Yes.
She's doing something. They're doing something that people want to view to see how to do it.
This is television.
Yeah.
That's all this is. We gotta take our personal feelings out of social media. It's black people really, it's really us.
I feel attacked.
No, not you. Not you, because you ain't on there. Like, black people really take social media personal. Like, really.
That's true.
Use it for some weird shit sometimes.
Our shit is weird. Black people, social media is really weird.
But like a lot of people in the either who do this for a living in our community or other communities use this shit for what is meant to be meant.
It's for positive. That is my thing.
It's social media.
Yeah. That's my thing with us.
Just like print media or visual media.
Right.
It's a social way.
Think about
this. To broadcast media.
Think about this. When we figure out how to do stuff, you know how you can learn how to do anything on social media? Mm-hmm. We can learn how to fucking take something off the wall or whatever is that on social media. How many times when we Google these videos, you see black people doing it?
Never.
Our social media is full of, Charlamagne called somebody a bit back. Now we got to debate for 4 fucking days. Who was a bit back? Why you a bit back? Did he attack this woman? Did he do this? All the stupidity.
And guess who making all the money off that?
Yep.
Charlamagne. Because what people do? They go to Charlamagne's page.
Click.
But my point is, like, we got to stop. Like I agree with you. Like, there's so much more positive we can do with social media.
Mm-hmm.
There's something coming out on Hulu. I actually put it on my phone somewhere.
Freaknik?
Oh. No, not the Freaknik thing. That's coming out month, too. But I think this month also, there's something coming out about Black Twitter. It was like a movie that came out, like, that was at South by Southwest and stuff like that or whatever, where it's like, what's Black Twitter and the power of it? And it's like, it's a powerful place and it's an ugly place too, because we don't use it for good. I mean, people just want to go viral, and you come up with the most insane shit to go viral. And we got the most negative conversations going on in our black social media spaces when we can be having so much positive shit going on. Did the business open? Let's talk about it. Are you doing something good this weekend? Let's talk about it. Can we talk about black love? Let's talk about that. But we get so negative in those spaces all the time because for whatever reason, the negativity that sells with everybody sells big with us. Mm-hmm. We don't use it right, man. Like, They over millions of views. You know how many people? I just said Rodney came to my house and did some work. So you mean to tell me I could have took some video of him doing that and had it posted? Would it have got a million plus views? Mm-hmm. Nah. But if we had squared up.
And right. Fuck.
Yep. That's a great point.
But you know what? Over time, if you decided to deliver, that's why I appreciate what we're doing with Pot and R&B. Sometimes we do this too, and we fell victim to it at times, where we planned out certain shit. But did we curate the entire show to a T?
Nah.
Minute right. by minute?
No. We
Because
no,
we I'm sure this white lady and her man sat down and curated this. Right. When we buy this house, this is what we're going to do every room, right. room by room. We're going to put out this video this day, this video that day. We look at people like Country Wayne.
Where they set the camera up.
Yeah. We look at people like Country Wayne, them different kind of people. It's people in our community that do it and do it the right way.
Yeah, it's the
we just
got
to do it. It's the follow through.
Yeah, got to do it.
Because we're going to curate Pod and R&B. There's a part of us that was like, that treated Pod and R&B like the pod. We're like, we come in here a couple minutes before the pod, and we pick our guests, I mean, our topics, and we go. Mm-hmm. Let's pick our songs 4 weeks out.
Yeah.
Let's listen to them for a week.
Yep.
Figure out points in the song where we really do want it to stop.
Bruh.
Figure out the points where we really do want to have conversation.
That's where I'm at right now.
Make sure the visuals for it is right. Make sure we find the exact stuff we want to go along with it and do it the right way.
I just said this. I was in the car because what I've been consistently doing all week is listening to R&B
and figuring out which
and
one.
Figuring out the perfect songs to play that incorporate conversation with also anthem type music, but really having a topic to really hit niggas with and really have a real conversation
and curate some shit and do it the right way.
That's the only I said this before, man. Like I say, man, it ain't the how does saying go. You ain't got to change the target, just change your aim or change the target. Like, you know. We got the
Don't
product.
Change the target, change the aim.
Yeah, we got the product. We just got to come at it a different way. Mm-hmm. And I think this one is going to be everything going to be, like you said, curated, man. So I can't wait. That shit dope. But yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah. All right, man.
I know we're about to roll up out of here. A part of me want to get into the little messy aspect of social media real quick. But
what's
I don't
that?
Know. I just saw the one thing this week with Breakfast Club and Jess and what's the one cat that was on? Chico Bean or something, whatever. I just thought that was hilarious to me.
I ain't see it.
So Chico Bean is on it's on Breakfast Club this week. And I guess it kind of came up or whatever that Jess was kind of shooting her shot at him back in the day. You know, and he didn't want to holler at her or whatever. You know, and basically the thing was like he said that he's not a committed person. So basically this is what I'm taking from it. So people can whatever they want to say, comments, whatever throughout the week, whatever. He's not a committed person. That's what I took from it. But she wanted to get with him. He was like, nah. And then he was like, yo, don't you got a dude? And she was like, yeah, but he ain't the type of person that's gonna really react
crazy.
Or something like that or whatever. And he was like, nah, whatever. He's like, I tell people like what I'm about up front. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want nothing to circle back and you getting mad at me about something that I told you about. You know, so basically, I told you I'm not going to be a one-woman person, you know, whatever. So I don't want you to get mad. He's like, I felt like you was going to be that person that was going to circle back, basically, and be mad about something that I told you about. And then on top of that, he asked, like, don't you got a dude? And she said, nah, he ain't like that or whatever, this and that. But he still was like, nah, I'm not fucking with her, whatever. And she lied about the fact, like, nah, we broke up. He looked at her, like, at the time, he's like, he looked at her, was like, man, you ain't really break up with her. It's like, okay, nah, I didn't. But, you know, so she was trying to get at him. He kept saying no, whatever, and she still felt like she was kind of pressed about it on the show. It's out there. It's on the Breakfast Club.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
You know what I'm saying? And she acted like she was still kind of pressed about the fact that he said no. And of course, she hit him with the, oh, this nigga must be gay or something like that. Or whatever. Because he didn't want to get with you or whatever. He got his own situation going.
Can we
he
say
he got his own situation going, and he suddenly, and the funny part was the comments, though. The funny part was the comments in it or whatever. It's like, well, he want to talk to other women or whatever, but he going to be mad about her. It's like, no, it's not the fact that he talked to other women. It's the fact that he was upfront about what the fuck he's doing upfront. And she was trying to be half-assed about shit and try to be slick about some shit or whatever. And he still wasn't going for it. Then when he wasn't going for it, now the nigga's gay.
You know what the biggest lie?
It was insane to me, the people that was jumping on her side. Like, well, he was this, like, y'all don't get the concept that he was upfront, no matter what you think about his situation.
It was a brainstorm. Can I say this, man? The biggest lie a woman has ever told you, me, or anybody else is just tell me the truth up front.
Oh, I know that much.
Don't ever.
Nigga, I'm 43. I know that much.
You nigga, don't ever fall into that trap. It ain't going to do shit but make whatever going to happen happen sooner. You know what I'm saying? She going to get madder sooner. She going to get more angry sooner. She going to be disappointed sooner. Nigga, this whole weird concept that this new generation is trying to tell us, like, just tell me up front. Let me make the choice.
It's a lie. It's a lie. Nigga. It's a lie.
Because the fact of the matter is.
Don't make the decision for me.
Yeah, no, nigga, because I can make my own decision. Right. And if that nigga don't fuck with you like that, he don't fuck. I don't know why every woman believes that every nigga should. I think they've given. I saw this meme and like, not a meme, but a little Instagram video. And it's funny. It's all funny. But I'd be like, some of these people believe this shit. This woman just walked up to this nigga and just handed her the phone. And he just grabbed it and put his number in there and she walked away. And the woman was like, oh, this is how easy niggas is. First of all, this is probably set up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
And if it was, you can't do that to every nigga you meet.
Right.
I don't know why they've been. I don't know why some people who may happen or may not happen to be women believe that niggas is easy. And niggas that's worth something are easy. Maybe you keep fucking with fuck niggas because you take the easy way out. Right. And easy niggas is usually fuck niggas.
Right.
But niggas have standards too, ma'am.
Or allowed to have standards.
Like, niggas don't always want to fuck with you even though you got a nigga. I know social media made you believe that niggas don't give a fuck.
Right.
But that's not the case. Right. And I know the world has told you that maybe you got diamonds falling out your hoo-ha, but if that nigga does not value you like that, he not going to drop his other situations to be with you. Mm. And you got to be all right with that. We got to be okay with it.
Right.
That nigga don't got to be with you because you like him.
Well, it's considered an insult to them majority of the time.
Oh,
it is an insult.
Oh, my God.
As far as women, if you don't take to their gestures or different stuff, and you just kind of like, no, I'm cool, they take that as, that's serious.
Yeah, that's
why.
You're right.
Fuck, why he don't want to fuck with me?
Because, ma'am, can we tell the truth? I'm not a fan of BBLs.
At all.
Not a big fan, but whatever. Do what you do. I don't really care.
They
you know.
Didn't look so odd, maybe, but yeah, they but, look odd. All, like 95% of the time,
but,
they look.
But just pre-BBL.
Are you saying that she has a.
Niggas wasn't beating up. She admitted the other day she got her shit done on the show. Niggas wasn't beating your door down. You're not a bad human being at all. You're not a bad looking human. You whatever. But like, what? What about Dev is so special? What about Jess Hilarious is so special? Why does everybody believe that they are the shit. Princess of the goddamn ball?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like we as males have to swallow at a young age, we are not the prince of the ball. Right. We're not. Mm-hmm. And we have to be okay with that. And then hopefully you find somebody you love, you care about, they love and care about you, and you build a nice life. But ma'am, he don't got to be with you. He don't have to be with you.
No matter what his situation is, if he chooses to be with 30 women or whatever, damn. He don't have to.
And then don't go and insult him and say things. Go
he gay because he don't want to fuck with you.
He don't want to fuck. That's the, I absolutely hate that
that's
shit
the,
to the core.
That's the go-to. I was just watching, what you call it?
Every nigga ain't just trying to fuck you just because.
I don't know why women think every nigga trying to fuck something. The social media in the world has gotten people's heads gone.
Yeah.
Like, fucked. Up, we are concerned about a lot more. We talked about it years ago on this pod.
Yeah,
ladies, you would think they can't go buy fucking celery stalks at the store without niggas trying to fuck them in the vegetable. Right?
It's on our page. Oh,
I
love that clip.
You would think the way they talk about it, everybody trying to fuck you, just everybody.
Yeah,
in the valet line, just everybody trying to fuck. It's just not the case. We don't think about fucking all the time, ladies. I don't know who's told you that.
And it goes to show, too, just real quick before we wrap up, they did a study. I was watching a video where the dude was interviewing women and was like, what do you think men prefer, natural body or BBLs? They all was like BBLs. So then they brought the interview to dudes, and every last dude was like, natural.
Body, what natural. Are we talking about?
That goes to show y'all don't know.
Can we tell the truth? I know niggas might not want to tell the truth because my niggas are newlywed. Can we tell the truth? Who be wanting to fuck more in relationships, men or women?
Women.
Women.
Tell the guys the honest truth.
Women.
When you boil it down to the nuts and bolts, your woman be trying to rip your dick off at certain points in time in your relationship.
Oh, absolutely.
At certain points in time.
Well, I will be honest. I enjoy screwing.
Of course we do. But the way they shape it and shift it is that we wake up, we want to eat, and then we try to get pussy for the rest of the day. And that's just not the case. It's a very weird, umbrella dudes live under is if we're constantly on the hunt for ass. Mm-hmm. And it's just not true. And it can fuck up your relationship too.
Yeah, yeah.
Because your woman could be wondering, like, we don't think about fucking all day. Yes, we enjoy it. Yes, we love it. Mm. Yes, it's the greatest feeling on earth.
Right, absolutely.
But we don't think about the shit 24/7, 365. God damn it, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That's the truth, though.
Well, I let you. Well.
Like, why don't social media talk about that? As soon as you get in a relationship, boy. You can't. You ever been around your girl after she done had drinks in the middle of the day?
Oh, that's
you can't survive.
Oh no, that's the funny part about the
you can't survive that.
It's a lot of funny.
A
videos.
A tipsy girlfriend, a wife. You are getting.
It's a lot of funny videos out there right now about women coming home from brunch.
Come on,
about
now.
Them coming home from brunch.
Yeah,
right
now,
yeah.
We'll be getting accosted,
nigga. It's over.
It's over.
She got some drinks in her. You setting that dick out tonight, nigga, no whether you like it or not.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
You fucking
videos out there.
What are we talking about? Why do we be fronting like it be us? My woman, give me some hair right now. We don't do that bullshit. Why do we act like we do that, man? I've never understood that, man. I don't understand.
Like niggas be around here like dogs.
Yeah, like we.
No, man.
It's just a weird dynamic, man.
I'd rather have a ham sandwich.
And watch Suits. What are we talking about? No. The fuck are we talking about? You give me a good TV show, a cover, and a pillow, I'll see you in the morning, man. Like, we can do it. Or I can watch this show. What are we
talking
about?
That's crazy, man.
And on that note.
Yeah, man.
We'll go
fucking
ahead and
Jess hilarious.
Yeah, but yeah, she was on it. You got to check them shits out.
Shout out to Corey Holcomb.
Yeah. Here we go. He ain't been my favorite person lately, but
man, fuck.
But yeah,
I'm a Corey Holcomb fan. I love him.
I know.
I love the honesty. I love the honesty from Corey.
I know. But no, it's all good. All right, we wrap this shit up today. Dev, I'm not Playboy. Give him all your shits.
Yeah, man. At the end of the day, it's Playboy the DJ. Playboy DA DJ. You can find me on Instagram, Playboy_James3. You can find me on Facebook under my government. If you know me, then you know me.
You
can find me on all DMST Boy platforms, man. Be yourself before you be by yourself, man. Great show, fellas. Podner R&B, April 6th, man. Can't wait.
Yep, man. It's coming up. I was trying to figure out what Leah was saying, but she said she watched Area Rug Cleaning. I was like, what is this talking about?
She watched. So the rug would be real dirty.
Yeah.
And then they clean the rug over and over again and get it back to clean. Those is dope, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, those is dope as ever. Still put a rug in the middle of the floor to be crazy dirty.
Yeah.
And then they go through the process and steam it.
Yeah.
Then they wash it and they rinse it back off. Then they wash it some more and you see all the dirt come out. There's something about the satisfaction of completion with human beings that we enjoy. They got to be it.
I'm telling you, I could watch a cleaning video. Yeah. I could watch a sped up cleaning video of somebody cleaning a house or a room or a kitchen or whatever. Mm. It's just odd. I mean, like, I watch cooking videos, so I think that's normal.
Yeah.
But it's something odd about cleaning.
Yeah. Satisfactory. It's satisfaction you got of it.
I also love watching the pets animal voiceovers. I love those.
Like Tony Baker?
Yeah, I watch it every day. Yeah. Every day.
Tony Baker's funny, man. His voiceovers are hilarious.
Real quick. Is there a go-to for you on social media every day, no matter what? Hook or crook?
I don't think so.
Mine is I watch Country Wayne every day, like the soaps. I watch the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show every day. I watch Cam and Mace. I don't watch TV.
Yeah.
Outside of Suits, I don't really watch any television. All of my television
Unless
is YouTube.
It's a game, though.
Yeah, I watch a game. And I really don't watch a game to the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a daily thing. I'm trying to get back into my thing of this is what I watch at this point or whatever. But yeah, I mean, I still got TV shows I watch and stuff like that. And at this point, it's kind of better to just wait to the end of the season and just binge the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But the problem is with social media, They everybody gonna spoil gonna tell the you. Shit for you. So
I still ain't watched BMF. I gotta watch
yeah,
that tonight.
Yeah, I'm you know.
No, I go to the every single day. I go to the it's like 70s, 80s R&B. It's I can't remember the name of the page I follow.
YouTube,
but it's on TikTok.
Okay,
and I watch the videos and old school, new school, different stuff that they be doing.
Yeah, I've been in the Country Wayne videos for like a year and a half. I'm invested. It's a soap opera. I mean, it's a half hour soap opera basically every day. He drops about 6-7 videos, about 4 to 5 minutes a piece every day.
So you do, okay.
And his storylines, and it's been going on forever. You drop them every day.
Yeah, I mean, it's people that got that have a lot of situations going on, but they're not like consistent. Where if you can watch them daily, I mean, like you got remember Big Josh, he was dropping shit forever, and people associated with him, I still watch the Miss Sade and a few of them other people. Like they just got funny shit that's out there, but yeah. I don't watch it like every day. I don't have a go to. I mean, I listen to sports talk radio and shit like that, but that's about it. All right, Dev, give them all your shit.
Man, it's Big Dev, man. April 6th, Pod and R&B. Be there.
Yes.
Do what needs to be done. What needs to be done, whether you like it or not. It's Real Big Dev 216 everywhere, man.
Everywhere.
All right, y'all.
Say a prayer for me for Wednesday. Say a prayer for me.
Yeah. But so I guess when we pull up next week, somebody gonna be pulling up a little dirty out here. You know what I'm saying? Like filthy out here. This boy.
Gangsta white walls.
You know, I gotta make a decision too. I gotta make a decision too on what I'm gonna do with mine or whatever. It's just I know it's like you. It's a price point I want to stay within.
Mm-hmm.
And if it ain't gonna be within it, then I sit where I sit. But
you know what? You're gonna be able to find it. That's the thing about it. You're gonna do it. It's gonna be there.
I don't want to go because I feel like I'm going to go and I'm going to see something that I want that may not be in there. I'm going to talk myself into it. It just sounds weird right now.
You deserve it, bro. You deserve
it.
We
only got one life to live.
We got a whole family at home right now, too.
Man. I feel it. Yeah.
But you part of that family, ain't you? All right, then.
What nigga that told me not to get a mini fridge?
Yeah.
No, but that's different than being secluded from him forever. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
But I mean, I don't know. You gotta. At this point, if you're gonna drive something, you want to drive, man.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll work it out. But anyway, all right. So DMST1Sits@yahoo.com. Questions, comments, concern, feedback, all that stuff, or whatever. Again, April 6th, Pod and R&B is back. Waking Dream Creations.
Yes, sir.
185th. In Cleveland.
678 East 185th Street. 678. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Real simple to remember.
All that stuff is coming.
Yep.
Visuals are coming. Obviously, ticket sales and the information about that is coming. We really, 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 really hope to see y'all there. Because bringing the event back is just going to be fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the wrinkles we're going to put in is going to be even more fun. So we hope to see y'all there. So outside of that, man, we'll be back next Sunday. Again, I guess we can get to work this week, see if we'll have a guest or not.
Yeah.
But either way, next Sunday we'll be back. So it may be cloudy today, but the sun will come out tomorrow. And as long as you are here under the sun, live your life to the best of your motherfucking ability. I am DJ Brainstorm for you on all social media. That is DJ Brainstorm, the number for the letter.
You
better be there on April 6th.
Hell yeah.
Stop playing
with yourself.
Get them tickets when they come out, y'all.
Yes.
All right, y'all.
Hey, up now. The post is going to be up. If you listen to this or watching this, post will be up when you log off.
Yep.
So go on there and like it.
Like it and share it.
Peace.
Peace.